John F. Kennedy once said that his plans for his presidency will not be finished in the first 100 days. He was right. Change takes a long time to happen, but making change is a standard campaign promise. Historically, the first 100 days of a new administration have been used as a measuring stick. Franklin Roosevelt passed 76 bills into law during his first 100 days. Reagan passed 9 and Barack Obama passed 11. The first 100 days really do matter. We're now less than 2 weeks into Donald Trump's 100 days and is less of a honeymoon period than a time of upheaval, unrest, and massive resistance. From the first day of his inauguration to the day after his inauguration, we have been standing in protest against his potential policies. He is moving forward with his contract with the American voter. Thus far, he has already signed 12 executive actions. Some of them are massive, expensive, and controversial, but all of them clearly signal a new direction in America's national and international policies. Even though these are complex issues, and there are some clear obstacles to getting all of them passed into law, the fact that they are being signed is an indication for some Americans that the first 100 days signals the beginning of 4 years of mobilizing, protesting, and on-the-ground local activism. We have work to do. The first 100 days really do matter. And going beyond that, if we want real change to happen, if we want to hold this administration accountable, then we must mark our success by our long-term victories and not just our short-term actions. This has been Dr. K for WYPR, your NPR news station.